The Tom Queeley Racing Podcast from William Hill.
Hi, I'm Tom Queeley. Hear my thoughts on all the big meetings exclusively at William Hill Radio.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Tom Queeley Racing Podcast. We will be looking ahead to Future Champions Day today at Newmarket. An absolutely fascinating day in prospect. Some young horses obviously coming to the fore, and it should be a great day's racing. My name is Alex Dunn and I'm joined on the line by Tom Queeley to look ahead to the action. How's things, Tom?
Very good. How are you, Alex?
I'm good, thank you. I'm very good. We were just speaking about you at York yesterday for a few rides, but you moved back to Newmarket today, and the horse that, you know, your main ride today is in the big race, the Cesaro Witch, and you ride top weight Tiger Cliff for Lady Cecil, and surely has to have a good chance.
It's a ride I'll be looking forward to. Certainly wouldn't swap him for anything else in the race, and allowing for luck in the race and a fair crack of the whip, then he should be very much involved.
As I mentioned, it is Future Champions Day, a chance for the younger horses to shine, and this today could be very interesting in terms of next season, couldn't it?
Oh yeah, it'll give some classic clues, some pointers towards next season, and it's a very informative day and has been the last few years, so I'd imagine today will be no exception.
Okay then, we will kick things off with the 205. It's the Dubai Challenge Stakes, a Group 2 contest over 7 furlongs. Quite an interesting race this. We've got Highland Colori looking to follow up his William Hill Eggold Cup win. And we've also got horses like Darwin for Aidan O'Brien, who created quite an impression earlier on in the season. What do you fancy here?
Yeah, Darwin, he's got a big reputation. And he's done little wrong really this year. I think he's actually horse will be better even next year. I think Lockwood sort of sets the standard. He seems to be better than ever this year. You know, he was just beaten at Doncaster. He was impressive at Goodwood, and I think he's the one they all have to beat.
Okay then, so that is Lockwood in the 205. We will move on to the 235. It's the Middle Park Stakes, a Group 1 contest over 6 furlongs. It's the first chance to see some 2-year-olds on the card. And Great White Eagle arrives unbeaten, and given Aidan O'Brien's really strong record in this race, has to go close, has a really strong reputation. And did you fancy him here, Tom?
Yeah, he sort of sets the standard. He's been well touted, well thought of, and yeah, you know, he was impressive when he won his maiden at Naas and made no mistake in a Group 3 at the Curragh the next time. And that was at the beginning of September. And he won comfortably on that occasion. I think he's capable of better. He's an improver. I think he'll be very hard to beat. Of the remainder, probably Hot Streak will give him most to think about. He's been rock solid form, and he seems to be pretty consistent, and he's got a lot of experience, so that might count to the finish. But you know, I could see the two of those fighting it out, and you might get more value with Hot Streak.
Okay, so Hot Streak, the value pick there in the Middle Park Stakes at 2.35. The third race on the Newmarket card is the 3.10. It is the Dewhurst Stakes, another Group 1 contest, this time over 7 furlongs. There's a funny look to this race, I think, Tom. You've got War Command there, who sets the standard. He's obviously high class. But then of the others, I think you might be struggling to look a bit for sort of the star potential there.
Yeah, on ratings, Outstrip doesn't fall far behind War Command. War Command was an absolute runaway winner of the Coventry. So the Coventry is sort of the first major test, I would say, for a 2-year-old colt. And on the basis of that, I think he'll be very hard to beat on official ratings. As I said, Outstrip doesn't fall far behind, so it'll be interesting to see how close he gets there. Cable Bay just could be the value pick to do a little bit of nicking later on, but I wouldn't look personally beyond War Command.
Okay then, The 350 is the feature race. It is the Cesarewitch, a heritage handicap, over 2 miles and 2 furlongs. Obviously, a special type of horse needs to win this, Tom. You need a bit of pace, but obviously stamina is the order of the day. We've already mentioned that you ride Tiger Cliff. It's a big ask off top weight for the E-ball winner, but as you said earlier, you wouldn't swap him for anything in the race, and surely has to go close.
Yeah, he sets the standard. I think he'd be very hard to beat, but you know, you need luck in a race like this. Everybody is on about his draw. Look, you'd rather be drawn sort of in the middle somewhere, but at the end of the day, they go straight for a mile, they turn a corner, and then they go straight for another mile and a quarter. So on the basis of that, I don't think it's as detrimental as people make out. And I think, you know, he could be capable of better, and he could develop into any type of horse. The rain we've had overnight has certainly increased his chances, and Palasitor is probably the one I'd fear most. Henry Ponsonby's other runner, Lieutenant Miller, with Ryan Moore on board, now he makes obvious claims. He went very close at Glorious Goodwood, and he wasn't far behind my horse Tiger Cliff at the Royal meeting, so he'll be in with every chance. Smoky Hill's another one you can make a case for, French Raider, so it's competitive stuff. And at bigger prices, you could make a case for Big Easy, with Spencer on board, a nice weight of 8 stone 10, and Nanton looks an absolute massive price as well, and often springs a bit of a surprise. I know he's not getting any younger, but some of the older horses have a decent enough record in this, so be no surprise to him to sort of sneak into the first 4 or 5 and give each way backer something to cheer about. But as I said before, I wouldn't swap Tiger Cliff for anything in the race. And fingers crossed, he'll go very, very close.
OK, then, Tiger Cliff in the Cesarewitch for you, Tom. The 425 is the Rockfall Stakes Group 2 contest over 7 furlongs. We've got a short price favourite here in Lightning Thunder, who has done very little wrong to date, really, has she? She's very tough. And is this hers to lose?
Yeah, Lightning Thunder certainly sets the standard here. She built on her first two runs at Newbury and Doncaster, and was impressive on both those occasions. She just bumped into Miss France on last occasion and got bumped close home. So arguably, possibly a little bit unlucky on that occasion. I think it's, as you said, it's hers to lose, and I think Al Takira is one an interesting one up the top for Marco Botti and Martin Harley. She was impressive at Yarmouth on her maiden voyage, and she won with quite an amount in hand on that occasion, and I think it'd be interesting to see how she runs. But Lightning Thunder for me.
Okay, then, Lightning Thunder in the Rockfall Stakes at 4:25. The penultimate race on the card is the 4:55. It's the Autumn Stakes, a Group 3 contest over a mile. This looks a pretty tricky race, to be honest, Tom. Oklahoma City heads the market, but with 13-2 the field after the O'Brien charge, and it does look a bit of a tricky one to solve.
Yeah, it does. It does indeed. Oklahoma City battled on nicely a week ago to win a valuable sales race. And has group form leading up to that, so there's no reason why he won't go on and improve again. I think he'll be a lovely prospect for next year. He seems to have tactical pace in that. Sir Jack Layden is another one you'd be keeping an eye on for David Brown, Johnny Murta on board. What a record he's had when he makes the trip across. Another one at a massive price for the informed James Doyle is probably Mount Logan. He's riding for Luke Kamani, and he would come with every chance. He was impressive last time, and at a slightly bigger price, could give backers a little bit of value and something to cheer about.
Okay, then, the final race on the Newmarket card is the 5:25. It's the Darley Stakes, a Group 3 contest over 1 mile and 1 furlong. A tricky end to proceedings, but some really nice ones in here. You ride Amralaf for Mick Shannon off a nice weight, and he clearly liked it here. Short squeeze may prove difficult to beat. He's a horse in great form for Hugo Palmer, and surely has to go close again here.
Yeah, I'm on board Amarilla for Mick Shannon. He's a horse who won nicely the last time 2 weeks ago. He's got form at the track, and he would have an outsider's chance. He needs to improve a fair bit. Hopefully, with a bit of ease in the ground, he might increase his chances. Farage makes obvious appeal on the best of his form, but I suppose arguably he hasn't been in the form of late. Boom and Bust will be to the fore early on. Whether he lasts it out or not is another day's work. Short Squeeze will be one I'd tip to, as you said, for Hugo Palmer and Martin Dwyer. He's been in tremendous form. He's gone for a hat-trick, and he looks very much the one to beat.
Okay, so Short Squeeze would be the selection in the 5.25, Tom?
It would. It's a wide open affair. It's tricky stuff, but you've got to side on him. He's a horse in form, and it'll be a welcome winner for Martin Dwyer. He's already had good news this week, so more good news hopefully for him.
Very much so. Okay then, Tom, thank you very much for your time. Good luck with those selections, and above all, good luck on Tiger Cliff. Hopefully we can expect a good run for you on that, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.